I'm Sean Crawford, along with Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. And among the topics on this week's business report, Springfield considers expanding its downtown historic district and what a difference a year makes when it comes to agriculture in our area. Tim, we'll start off with the downtown area. And of course, downtown Springfield is historic. What benefit, though, could come from expanding the boundaries of what's known as this historic district?
Well, the benefit right up front would be federal tax credits for developers of historic structures. So that's why they're looking at the possibility, anyway, of expanding this. The city has hired a consulting firm to inventory the building, see what the potential there is for historic structures. They expect that'll take a couple of months, and then that would have to be approved through the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency and ultimately the federal government. And I should mention, this district was created in 1977. It's pretty much just old Capitol Plaza and the surrounding buildings, and they're looking at a fairly significant expansion here.
Does this grow out of the SDAT, that Sustainable Design Assessment Team discussion downtown, and what they were looking at as well?
Well, that's part of it, but what really touched this off, you're familiar with the work Rick Lawrence is doing with the old Ferguson and Booth buildings there at 6th and Monroe. Well, the Ferguson building is in the historic district. It's kind of a funny-shaped district. The Booth building, just a building away, is not. So he's halted work for the time being until he figures out whether both of those buildings will qualify for the federal tax credits. That's always been a part of his financing plan all along. And so until they get that question answered, you won't be seeing any work there.
Let's turn our attention to Goodwill, because Goodwill Industries has changed, I think, what people think of when they think of Goodwill stores. We've seen that in Chatham, and now we're seeing another decision to change a store in Springfield on 11th Street to what's, I guess, called a 99 cents and under format. Explain that for us.
They're calling it the outlet store, and yes, it is another of a series of changes Goodwill has gone through. You referred to La Boutique in Chatham, which is a little more upscale. They've added the coffee shop, of course, in Springfield, and one is planned in Chatham. So they're really trying to diversify here. And the way this one will work on 11th Street, it's products that don't move at the other traditional stores will be taken there and available for 99 cents or less, rather than sending them straight to salvage or recycling. And it's another way for them to diversify and get a little more revenue out of that location. I should mention, down the road, that store is in the corridor of the 10th Street Railroad consolidation. So assuming that stays on schedule, at some point they'll have to move that store anyway.
Well, finally, this week, I said what a difference a year makes when it comes to agriculture in the area. Really, the temperature, the weather have just been completely the opposite of what we saw last year, cooler weather, and that's paying off, I guess, for farmers and their crops.
There was an update this week from USDA on the condition of the Illinois corn crop. They called it overall healthy. You might know I'm a bike rider, and last year as I was riding around central Illinois, you were going, wow, how dry it is. This year you ride around and it's, wow, how tall it is. At this point, they're expecting a really good crop unless something changes. So, yes, what a difference a year makes. At this point last year, we were looking at the early beginnings of the worst drought in about two decades.
I know some corn farmers out there, though, didn't plant corn because it was so wet that they had moved away from that. But the majority of them, I guess, went ahead, and it's, again, it's paying off for them.
They caught up along about the middle of July and even got ahead of last year. And so, again, at this point, if nothing changes, they should have a really good crop. You might recall last year it was so bad the Sangamon County Farm Bureau canceled their annual crop survey. They just figured there wasn't enough corn to count, literally. And I would expect this year that would be back on.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.